From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. For a second straight weekend, the U.S. Senate is in session today. It was the majority Democrats who insisted on working last weekend. This time, it's the Republican minority that insisted on staying in session. NPR's David Wellner has details.
It's the 13th consecutive day the Senate's remained in session, and almost every hour of that has been spent arguing over a Democratic bill overhauling health care. Today's order of business is a departure. Senators are voting on a package of overdue annual spending bills that Republicans insisted on debating. Here's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're here, and we're prepared to work. We'd like to get back on the health care bill as rapidly as possible and vote on amendments to the bill. It either is or it isn't important enough for us to be here right before Christmas.
Democrats are awaiting an official cost estimate on a compromise they think will win their health care bill the 60 votes needed to prevail. Sheldon Whitehouse is a Democrat from Rhode Island.
Our stockings are hung by the cloakroom with care in hopes that a health care bill soon will be there.
David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Pakistan's prime minister suggested today the military might expand operations into other tribal regions along the Afghan-Pakistan border. Militants escaping the army offensive in South Waziristan are believed to have moved into neighboring lawless areas. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The remarks by Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani are another indication that Pakistan's military operation did not deliver a death blow to the Taliban in South Waziristan. But the Prime Minister said major operations there were finished. Military spokesman Major General Attar Abbas said the first phase, recapturing populated areas, is over. But he said that consolidating the countryside continues. Pakistan is under enormous pressure from the United States to eliminate extremists who use Pakistani territory as a safe haven. Prime Minister Gilani said today the government is considering taking the battle to the tribal agency of Araxai, where Pakistani Taliban leader Hakimullah Massoud has a foothold. Pakistan has stepped up airstrikes in Araxai, but General Abbas did not envision any ground operations there. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
U.S. officials say they believe one of al-Qaeda's top leaders was killed this week by a drone attack in Pakistan. Saleh al-Somali is said to be in charge of organizing attacks on targets outside Pakistan and Afghanistan. He also has ties to the Somali militia group being investigated in Minneapolis for recruiting young Somali immigrants. The Iraqi government says it's won contracts from the world's largest companies to develop the country's massive oil wealth. Iraq's foreign minister says the contracts are on his terms. Chinese, European, and Russian-led oil conglomerates won the biggest deals, bidding down to narrow profit margins in order to get a foothold into Iraq's oil industry. This is NPR News. Environment ministers are arriving in Copenhagen as negotiators work on emissions targets and financing, two key sticking points in a draft agreement that needs to be resolved before a final pact on curbing global warming is ready to be signed. The Chicago Comedy Theater Second City celebrates 50 years of funny this weekend. The anniversary event is an alumni reunion tonight, starring Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, Jim Belushi, and dozens of other well-known comedians who got their start at Second City. NPR's David Shaper has more.
Second City is most famous as a training ground and launching pad for many of the best-known comedic actors, from Alan Arkin, Joan Rivers, and Bill Murray, to Mike Myers and Tina Fey. But that wasn't the Second City's founder's intent. In December 1959, the Second City opened to fill a void, creating improv-based, ensemble-driven, edgy, biting satire at a time there was almost none. Owner and executive producer Andrew Alexander says the key to Second City's continued success is...
We stay relevant. I mean, it's a social, political humor that everybody can find something to relate to. And I think as long as you stay relevant, you know, the audience is going to stick with you.
Second City has now branched out into improv training, touring companies, and more to become a $30 million-plus comedy empire. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
World golf champion Tiger Woods says he's taking an indefinite leave from professional competition. On his website, Woods admits to infidelity and says he plans to work on being a better husband, father, and person. The world's number one golf player has been at the center of a storm over allegations that he's had several extramarital affairs. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.